All right, so today we're diving into this whole Coloco Chameleon thing, right? Dreamt up as this like retro gaming revival and turned into, well, kind of a fiasco, you know? Internet sleuths, exposed lies, the whole shebang.
Yeah, and the thing is, this goes way beyond just like a product launch going wrong. Like, we're
Yeah.
getting into the nitty-gritty of why people do this kind of stuff, the psychology behind it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And to really get into it, we're going deep on this episode of the Game Gavel podcast. What's interesting here is one of the hosts, Scott, was actually involved with the Chameleon Project.
That's gold, right? That insider perspective. We get to hear what they were thinking, what led to the whole thing imploding.
Exactly. Now, his co-host, UK Mike, he's in on this conversation too, along with this freelance video producer guy, BTB. He's the one behind those Jagbar and Lynx Lounge YouTube channels, all about retro consoles. Jaguars, Lynx, that whole world.
So BTV is already a known quantity in the retro gaming scene. Adds a whole other layer to this when he gets pulled into the thick of it.
Oh, yeah, he had no idea what he was getting into. It's like, imagine you stumble onto the set of one of those cheesy infomercials, right? Except this product, or so he thought, was legit. And the guy behind it, Mike, the Chameleon Mastermind, he was all about BTB's YouTube stuff. Ends up asking him to make this promo video for this supposedly amazing console.
And that's where it all begins, right? That first interaction is where you start to see how Mike operates, overselling, making these grand promises.
Oh, for sure. BTB's hearing about mind-blowing tech, deals with Toys R Us, tons of Atari games, you name it. So naturally, he's hyped. He's got families lined up for the video, spending his own money on gear, because Mike asked, all in. Then the delays hit.
And not just any delays, right? We're talking consistent excuse after excuse that just made less and less sense. Red Flag City.
Oh, yeah. Like, first major red flag, the whole USB controller fried the board incident. As if plugging in a normal USB controller could fry a console's circuitry.
Okay, anyone who knows anything about electronics knows that's ridiculous. USB runs on such low voltage, it's impossible. It makes you wonder what he was really trying to cover up with that one.
Right. You'd think that'd be the end of it, but nope. More delays, more excuses, the timeline's all over the place. BTB's got to be thinking he's in some weird alternate reality where this console only exists in Mike's head. And it's not just BTB, right? While he's stuck in this weird limbo, the whole retro gaming community, especially in those online forums where BTB hangs out, they're starting to get suspicious. Too many big claims, not enough to show for it.
The internet hive mind at work. It's amazing, right? Sometimes it's a breeding ground for misinformation, but other times it's like this giant magnifying glass zeroing in on the truth.
And zero in they did. Because, of course, the internet does what it does best. Pictures pop up online of, get this, a Super Nintendo stuck inside a Coleco Chameleon shell. The jig is up.
The irony is just
You have
chef's kiss, right? This revolutionary retro console is just a Frankenstein Super Nintendo. I mean, talk about misjudging your audience. The retro gaming community, they know their stuff.
For real. But here's the thing, and this is where it gets really wild. So while all this Super Nintendo stuff is blowing up, Mike, completely unfazed, asks BTB to start working on a script for a Kickstarter video for the Chameleon. A Kickstarter video.
Hold on. He's doubling down. With all this evidence piling up, he still thinks he can pull this off. That's something else.
Right. You always have to admire the commitment. I don't know what to call it. But BTB, to his credit, he goes straight to the source, confronts Mike about these Super Nintendo photos. Maybe, just maybe, there's an explanation, something to salvage this whole thing, you know?
I'm on the edge of my seat here. What does Mike say for himself?
So Mike, in a move that surprises absolutely no one, tries to explain it away, says they were just using parts of the Super Nintendo for the AV output.
Oh, come on. That's even worse. The AV output. That's such a basic thing. This just screams desperation. It's like he's not even trying to come up with a believable lie at this point.
Exactly. So now BTB's in a real bind. Does he keep quiet, protect himself, his business, or does he speak up, risk making Mike even angrier? And who knows what this guy's capable of at this point.
Tough spot. You got to respect BTB for choosing honesty, though. He realizes that his credibility, the trust he's built with his viewers, it's more important than whatever he might gain by staying silent.
Totally. So he's done. He's out. And he decides to tell his story, let the world in on the truth about the Coleco Chameleon. No more smoke and mirrors.
That's huge. Him going public legitimizes everything people suspected. This wasn't just rumors anymore. This was coming from someone who was there.
And we can't forget about Scott, the Game Gavel host, right? This wasn't just some random news story for him. Mike got him involved early on, using his tech knowledge, selling him on this dream of bringing back retro gaming.
Oof, the betrayal. This wasn't just a product failing, this was personal. his company's reputation, everything he'd worked for, thrown under the bus.
No kidding. And it wasn't just him and the Game Gavel crew. Think about the developers pouring their hearts into making games for this thing. People who invested money, believing in Mike's vision, even those families, their kids, excited to be part of this supposed revolution, all misled.
The fallout from something like this is massive. Sure, there's the financial hit, but the emotional toll. Feeling betrayed, manipulated, humiliated. That's rough.
No doubt. And the internet. Oh, they had a field day. Memes everywhere. The Coleco Chameleon became this symbol of hype gone wrong, like the poster child for digital snake oil.
You know what gets me? Mike's reaction through all of this, even with the walls closing in, all the evidence stacked against him, he's still in denial, clinging to his story. Like, how do you even process that level of disconnect?
And then, like a final nail in the coffin, Coleco themselves, the company Mike was trying to revive, they stepped in. They wanted to see a working prototype.
The ultimate test. Totally reasonable, right? They put their name on this, trusted Mike, and this was the moment of truth.
What happened? Was there a prototype?
Nope. Nothing. No working prototype, no real proof, just hype, broken promises, you name it.
So the Coleco Chameleon, it just fizzled out. It came into one of those what were they thinking stories in the gaming world.
Pretty much. A cautionary tale. Scott and the Game Gavel guys, though, they landed on their feet, you know? Learned a tough lesson about trust, that's for sure.
Yeah, can't imagine how they felt after that whole ordeal. But what about Mike? Where'd he disappear to?
You know, some say he's still out there, convinced he was onto something revolutionary, spinning yarns about the what-ifs and the could-have-beens. Whether he ever owns up to, well, any of it, who knows?
It's wild, right? In the age of information, where everything's out in the open, someone could still try to pull something like this off. Makes you think.
It definitely highlights how important it is to be skeptical, especially when something sounds too good to be true. Do your research, ask tough questions, don't just take someone's word for it.
Nostalgia is a powerful drug. We get so caught up in wanting those retro experiences back that we let our guard down. The Coleco Chameleon, it's a reminder that not every comeback story is real. Sometimes those old cartridges are better left in the past.